Every year as we observe Palm Sunday, I find it to be a day of dissonances, a day of clashes. I feel like it begins with one set of emotions and quickly moves into another set. We began outside, in procession, having a liturgical parade. We waved palm branches, shouting Hosanna. That opening of the liturgy has such joy to it, I find it to be a place I want to stay. It seems appropriate and somehow easy to praise Jesus as King, to sing in procession, to praise God with shouts of Hosanna. I don't know about you, but I want to continue shouting Hosanna. I want to hail Jesus as King, as one who rules in might and power, as one who will come in and overturn the injustices and evils of this world. But that's not where we stay. The shouts of Hosanna have hardly subsided when we come into the church and we focus on his passion, his death. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, just a few moments after shouting Hosanna, we hear, "I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting." Though the prophet Isaiah wrote centuries before Jesus, we understand those words as referring to Jesus and to the suffering in his passion. And we follow that then by reading the Passion Gospel account from Luke. And we hear of the horror of those final hours of Jesus' life. And it is at that point that our hosannas turn to crying, "Crucify him!" As if we are part of that crowd of some 2,000 years ago. It is like we are there. And again, I don't know about you, but for me, this is such a jarring experience. It is emotional. I don't want to call for anyone's crucifixion, let alone the crucifixion of Jesus. But the reality is that Jesus is not like those kings who rule by power and might and overturn this world. Instead, Jesus is the King who rules by divine love. And though in the end this is a love that upends the ways of our world, it is a love that threatens and indicts earthly power, Jesus does not come in power and might to destroy this world. Instead, Jesus loves in all things, at all times, and to the end. And for this, Jesus is killed. God's love is refused. The people, in answer to Jesus' love, call for his death, his only crime being loving without question at all times, in all places. This week I read a portion of a sermon written by Frederick Buechner, who some of you know. It's a Palm Sunday sermon entitled, "The Things That Make for Peace." And in that sermon, Buechner focuses on how this week of Holy Week has two predominant themes, the themes of hope, the themes of despair, the hope for God's love that we see in Jesus, the hope for God's presence in difficult times, and despair for humanity's actions, despair for humanity's rejection of God's saving love. Here's what Buechner says in his own words. "Despair and hope, they travel the road to Jerusalem together, as together they travel every road we take. Despair at what in our madness we are bringing down on our own heads, and hope in him who travels the road with us and for us, and who is the only one of us all who is not mad. Hope in the King who approaches every human heart like a city, and it is a very great hope as hopes go, and well worth all our singing and dancing and sad little palms, because not even death can prevail against this King, and not even the end of the world when it does will be the end of him and of the mystery and majesty of his love. Blessed be he." In walking this way of Holy Week, we are walking with Jesus. And if we are honest, in walking this week, we will come face to face with the worst of our human condition. We will come face to face with weakness, self-conceit, betrayal, hatred, violence. It is not a pretty picture. It's one that may not be easy to look at. And yet we are called to do just that. We're called to face the difficult reality, the honest truth of who as humans we are. But always to look at that over and against the miraculous promise of God's faithful love. Of God's love that is so strong, it redeems and even transforms our failings. Jesus gathers all the worst aspects of being human and takes them to himself, killing them on his cross. And in his death, we are set free, free from those impulses, and set free to love as he loves, to love by forgiving our enemies, to love by refusing to live by violence, to love serving others in humility, no matter the cost. Holy Week presents us with a stark reality, with an unimaginable promise in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and at the same time, the reality of our own sinfulness and the evil of the world. And the promise is that God's power can save. And so I invite you to enter into the journey of this Holy Week, and to do so knowing you do make this journey with others in this parish community, as well as with followers of Jesus around the globe. But also know it requires effort, of time, of energy, and it asks a lot of us. It asks for emotional honesty and openness. But it also contains great promise, the promise that we will be changed if we allow it. We will be transformed. And so may we this week make journey with the company of ages past, and with those who will come after us, walking with Jesus through this week, walking his way of love. And may we open our hearts during this week to Jesus, who wants to enter our lives, our hearts, just as he entered Jerusalem on this day more than 2,000 years ago. For Jesus seeks to be enthroned as King of love in our hearts, and to make real for us his eternal hope, a hope that overcomes despair and suffering. I want to close with a poem by Edith Williams. Can't seem to find much about her. Her fame seems to be, unfortunately, that she's the brother of the author Charles Williams. But she wrote a piece which is, I think, so appropriate to Palm Sunday, and I want to close with it. Jesus, so lowly, child of the earth, christen me holy, bring me new birth. Jesus, so lonely, weary, and sad, teach me that only love maketh glad. Jesus, so broken, silent, and pale, be this the token, love will not fail. Jesus, victorious, mighty, and free, teach me how glorious death is to be. Amen.